BuzzFeed News felt like being in the internet.
That's Karolina Vatslaviak, who until just recently was the editor of BuzzFeed News. Yesterday, BuzzFeed announced it is shutting down the entire news division. The CEO says it's part of a 15% reduction in the company's workforce. Through the 2010s, BuzzFeed News defined the best of internet journalism. They won a Pulitzer Prize in 2021 for serious reporting. But it was BuzzFeed that also published the picture of the dress. Was it blue and black, or was it white and gold? That question, that post, nearly broke the internet. Femi Ok joins us now. She is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Peter.
And just to start, for people who didn't read BuzzFeed News, it actually was a big player in journalism. Tell us about the role it had over the last decade or so.
It was digital journalism that really appreciated the audience. The idea was to bring real reporting and entertainment as well online to the digital sphere. And I spoke a little bit earlier to the Nieman Journalism Lab, and they described the reporting of BuzzFeed News as creative and also inventive. Digital natives meet very high-profile journalists, all coming together in a really interesting mix.
You also spoke with Clarissa Jan Lim, a breaking news reporter with BuzzFeed News, who just lost the job. Here's what she told you.
This newsroom was singular. It was experimental. It was very fun. It was filled with the best journalists that you could ever wish to work with. And it was just a huge shame that we had to end the way we did.
Femi, how did BuzzFeed balance these two sides of itself, which on the one hand is, you know, the dress, the listicles, the quizzes, the viral part of the internet, and the hard-hitting reporting of the news division?
A lot of the BuzzFeed News either alums or recent journalists describe their work as having humor and wit, but also being incredibly powerful, insightful, working on social justice stories, big international stories, getting 4 Pulitzer Prize nominations, walking away with a prize in 2021. So they felt very comfortable with that balance because they were serving an audience that didn't necessarily subscribe to traditional newspapers, traditional media, but were right there on their phone and online and still deserve to be served.
With the end of the news department, what are we left with?
A legacy of journalism. And I'm just thinking about, what did BuzzFeed bring us? That idea about, you know, the huge viral hit of the dress, white and gold, blue and black. The answer is blue and black. But it was also the journalism itself, the alums, the journalism, journalists from all over the world now who have either worked at BuzzFeed News, contributed to BuzzFeed News. That is what is left behind. Cody Correll, who's an audience editor at BuzzFeed News until this week, says, "We punched above our weight and we did incredible things with very little time."
The question we need to answer is what happened. This is tape that you got from Ben Smith. He's the former editor-in-chief of BuzzFeed News.
BuzzFeed in particular captured the tidal wave of social media that kind of swept through, you know, all of our lives, really. And I think as consumers moved away from the platforms, as the platforms moved away from news, BuzzFeed really suffered.
Talk about that. In this relationship between news organizations and social media, how has it started to shift recently, and how significant is that?
Well, you may remember, Peter, I'm sure you do. We started with, is a tweet, is it news? And then we went to sort of an all-day 24-hour buffet of social media, so many great stories, into social media being quite toxic. Ben Smith, who's also the author of the upcoming Traffic, Genius, Rivalry and Delusion in the billion-dollar race to go viral, puts his thumb on a particular date. He says it was 2016, when the way politics was covered, the way that we treated each other on social media began to change, and that toxicity has continued. And I'm also thinking about the sort of misinformation, the fake news that now becomes quite common. So there's a lack of trust between people on social media and journalists and people on social media, which is how we get to this place.
All right. Femi Ok is the host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, talking about the end of BuzzFeed News. Femi, thank you so much for your reporting. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Peter. Thank you.